from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, Adam Spillane, John Lopez back with you from Texans Training Camp, and it looks like day two is over as some of the players are starting, or the officials are all walking off the practice field here, so it looks like
it's over.
It's a successful day two, just because this is 2 days in. Nobody's gotten hurt for these 2 days, so I think that's obviously a huge plus when that doesn't happen. But we are going to hear from Tank Dell here at some point. It looks like coming up pretty soon. John,
you said the magic words. I'm usually the one that does that, and I get criticized for it. But you're right. I'll say it again. Aaron Raybould, who literally knocked on wood, there is great news. No one has gotten hurt. And there goes the knock again. But it's true. We're here to provide information.
I'm here to give out facts.
Yes. So, to provide. It's like talking about a no-hitter.
Yes. That is the fact of the day.
Yes.
That it did not happen. If it could happen. I mean, listen, it's football. Stuff like this happens. All right. Passing thoughts here after day two of training camp. John Lopez, take it away.
Yeah, let's get through driving in, first of all, was my first passing thought about today's training camp. And I don't mean to go there, but I'm going there. So I came in from the east side on 610. I didn't think this was possible, but the Astrodome looks worse. It actually looks worse than it ever has. If I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, but it looks like there's actual, like, boards and tarps covering up windows now on the south side. I'm like, this is the world's biggest crack house. Like, this is the, you know, we're always about everything's bigger in Texas. This is the world's biggest crack house here in Houston. But anyway, back to passing thoughts on training camp here. And you're right, players are walking off the field, etc. You know, we're not getting a lot of good views other than the 11-on-11, which just ended, of the defense. So I kind of made it a point today to really sort of crane my neck and walk over to that corner, the far corner of where we can go, and just watch the defense. And they were doing drills. It wasn't during the 11-on-11. It was drills with another quarterback and just sort of going through things. And I think we're going to be, which this isn't breaking news, Adam, but it's just confirmation. I think we're going to be really, really happy with Aziz Alshaier. Like, he actually, during the scrimmaging right now, he made an interception. He made another one in the play that I was talking about, which he's not here for interceptions, but he's making plays. Aziz Alshaier, for, you know, all the other big names that came, you know, he's the football playing Jesse, I think is what they called him. He looks the part.
Well, that's the D'Amico Ryans guy.
Yeah.
And I think D'Amico Ryans had him in San Francisco. He wanted to get him last year. It wound up not happening, but that's somebody that I think D'Amico Ryans really targeted.
So yeah.
This is a guy that I want for my defense. I know exactly what he can do, and he fits perfectly. And I think so far the returns have been pretty good on that
one. And what's going to happen with Christian Harris elevating his game, you know, as a part of that? Laremy Tunsil did not work out again today. He was just in shorts and a T-shirt. There were a couple of others that were doing some rehab-type stuff, training on the side fields. But it is, as you said, that was one of the things. Like, this is, and I will say, knock on wood, I mean, this is really about as good a start. Weather, health, everybody performing, even players like Tank Dell, who's going to join us here live on field side in probably within 20-30 minutes, you know, everybody's healthy. Like, those are the things that have to happen. Like, it's not just like, oh, as long as CJ Stroud stays healthy, which of course we know that. Like, you have to have all these things going right in order to be that team, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And just to set the scene of what's going on right now,
mm-hmm.
players are off the field. Practice is over, but we do have a bunch of receivers right in front of us
yeah.
on the jugs machine. It's Tank Dell, Robert Woods, Nico Collins is over there, Brevin Jordan over there, Dalton Schultz is over there. So guys getting in a little bit of work after practice, and I guess whenever Tank Dell comes off the jugs machine,
he'll be coming over here.
Yeah, he'll come right over here. So yeah, just to kind of give an idea of what you have, other position groups are kind of working out with one another also. So it's not like when practice ends, guys just go straight to the locker room.
Yeah, exactly. Funny little thing I saw as we were waiting for practice to start. You know, one of the things, and we're involved in this as well. They, instead of like a credential over hanging around your neck, they have facial recognition, and that includes the players. So there was a player, and I couldn't catch his number because I was off on the side, that went through the Methodist Training Center doors and looked up at the camera, and nothing happened, and looked up at the camera, and nothing happened, and then looked up and stared at the camera. It was a solid, like, minute and a half he was waiting for them to recognize him to walk into the training facility. And, of course, my mind, you know, being weird, I was like, maybe that's how they're going to cut people. Yeah. It's like, oh, sorry.
Isn't that the video? Where
the video with the tab?
Yeah. His key card won't work.
Yeah. Like, he was like clearly getting frustrated, like, hey, wait a minute. They didn't recognize me. Janice McNair made it out to practice. Man, she's got the Janice McNair tent there. They need to put her name on it or something. The two air conditioners. She looks good. Did you see her?
I did. I saw her pass by.
Yeah.
Does seem to be doing pretty well.
She seems to be good, so it's always a good day to see Janice McNair. Here comes Tank Dell as we speak. So we'll continue these passing thoughts in just a moment. But as Tank Dell gets here, I will say one more time, these receivers, you just talked about it, just a different level, and that's one of the things that we're going to talk with him about.
Yeah, and it's not just the receivers, though. It's just the skill position guys as a whole, where the running back room seems to be a little bit better. At least it's upgraded with Joe Mixon, the tight ends. There's a lot of depth there, plus yeah. they have a couple of young guys that have a chance to emerge. And then it all starts with the quarterback, and he just looks as good as you could hope.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.